have this theory, and I'm going to test it with you. Removing the state you live in, what state can you name the most cities in?
Removing the state
we live in. Obviously, I don't want you to be like South Holland, Harvey, Grays Lake, St. Charles. Nah, we ain't doing all that.
That is an interesting question.
My theory is California.
I was thinking New York.
Well, see, New York, I think people, here's what I'm going to do for people who like New York. The boroughs don't count. They are New York City. So it doesn't, you can't give it like, I name five, you name five boroughs. So most people know New York City, including the five boroughs, Buffalo, and I forget, was it Staten or Long? One of those aren't, one of them is not a borough. I can't remember if it's Staten or Long
Island. Staten Island, I think, or Long Island. One of the two, right?
Yeah, you're right, so now that's only three cities you know in New York. What else? Albany, the capital, four. What else you know in New York?
Well, I was including the boroughs.
Yeah, see?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay, crap. So probably California.
This is why I think
Florida.
Florida is up there. This is why I think California. People know L.A., Beverly Hills, San Francisco, Sacramento, Anaheim because of what you call it? Disney World is there. What other cities was there? Also, we know Rancho Cucamonga from what you call that shit? What is the city? Oh, Next Friday, right? That has that in there. There's I can't remember.
Carson City called Chino Hills. I feel like I know those because of my other job because I looked at cities.
And I don't know if Hollywood is a city too or is a neighborhood. Beautiful downtown Burbank. Is that one?
Burbank.
Yeah. I was like, California. So for Florida, let's do this. Miami, Orlando, Jupiter.
Tallahassee, Fort Lauderdale.
Tampa Bay, Fort Lauderdale.
Tampa, yeah.
Key West, I know
Key
that.
Key West. I was just going to say that. Key West. Did we say Miami?
Yeah, I said Miami. So Florida and California is up there. Why though?
Texas?
Houston, Galveston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, El Paso. What other cities I know in Texas besides those that I just rambled off? You know more? I just said five or six. That's it?
You named the ones I was going to name.
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, I know a limit.
What about a random state? I know you probably don't know a lot, but what about a Pennsylvania or something? Not that you know a lot. I'm just wondering how many
Scranton,
cities you might know.
Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. I don't know if I know any other cities in Philadelphia. In Pennsylvania than those three. Jersey. I know Newark. Jersey Newark. City.
Poughkeepsie? Where's Poughkeepsie?
I don't know. Is Poughkeepsie?
Kissimmee or Kissimmee? Oh,
Pensacola.
One in Florida.
It's Florida. Pensacola. There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Florida's up there, too. I think it's Florida and California. If you take out the state you don't live in, and I don't know why, I know. And there's a Hollywood, Florida, too. So there's
it is. Oh, did you know there was a Sandwich, Illinois? Who was I talking to?
Yes, because I live near Sandwich, Illinois. Right next to Plano.
Of course you would. Yes, you would know that. Yeah. So one of my cousins, because I looked it up, one of my cousins who live in New York, I was talking to them and we was just, talking. And he was like, I need to come to Illinois. I need to come to Chicago. He was like, I have a friend who lives in Sandwich. I said, what the fuck is a sandwich? He was like, you never heard of it? I said, sir.
This is Chicago privilege, y'all. Chicago people don't know nothing outside of Chicago. And then it don't matter where it's at, they'd be like, you live far as hell. I'm like, not really, but okay.
So when I said, I was like, I've never heard of Sandwich, Illinois. I was like, let me Google. So I Googled and it was an hour away. I was like, oh, well, that's not that bad. I'm like, maybe. I was like, it must be a really small town. What is it known for or whatever?
The Sandwich
Fair. The Sandwich Fair. And I think they do... maybe it's a manufacturing type of town or something like that as well. And so I was like, it's up the street. Oh, not up the street, but I was like, it's around the corner, around Award and Play and stuff like that. And so they gave me an idea of where it was. I didn't even think to be like, you would know because you live out that way. But I'm like, who the hell? Sandwich? Sir.
Yes. And I apologize to our
West Coast. It's a Wakanda somewhere too, I believe.
I apologize to our West Coast listeners. We left out San Diego, San Jose, Fresno.
I thought you said San Diego.
I don't think I said San Diego. San Jose, Fresno. San Diego,
and I thought you
Long
said
Beach,
it.
Oakland.
Long Beach.
I'm telling y'all, California, we know the most cities out of this state.
Yeah.
Stockton, Riverside, Irvine, Santa Ana. There's Santa Clara too.
Santa Clara, Santa Ana. Yep. Anna,
San Bernardino Valley. I know
San
about
Bernardino,
that.
Yep.
San Fernando.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm about to say don't eat my couch.
Yeah. So like I thought, California, for some reason, we know a lot. And yeah, sandwich. But here's the reason why I know. Well, this is the reason why I knew a lot of cities. Not just because I live out this way. But when I was young, I would hop in my car and visit girls. So I had to know where a lot of suburbs were at. So like I knew the south suburbs, I knew the west suburbs, and I knew southwest and stuff like that. Like, here's the thing too.
I mean, I know closer to the city suburbs.
Yeah, but like there's a plain old sandwich. There's also a Joliet that's next to Romeoville. And I'm like, how come y'all didn't do Juliet in Romeoville? Mm-hmm. But they didn't do it that way. But yeah, it's a lot out here in this little area, a bunch of small little towns. But before we get into how was your week and everything, I got to do a little confession. We talked about this a little bit on...
These are your confessions.
Yeah, on the Patreon episode. I talked about how I went to go get a fitting. I got a wedding coming up next month. And when I heard that my friend was going to get married or was even thinking about marriage, this might have been wrong. The first thought was, is he dying? And the reason why I thought this, as you turn your head.
Wow.
This is why. Wow. My guy and his girl have been together, let's say 20 years. And I'm going to say 20 because my goddaughter is 19. And they didn't, it wasn't a one night stand. They just had her. So I'm like, they might've been together a year or two before they had her. And they have been off and on, mostly on during that time. And during that time, he never talked about getting married. That was not his thing. So when he did the 180, and my brother was telling me, like, he's thinking about getting married, he's playing around the ring. My first thought was like, is he dying? Not that he's not marrying a good person. It was just more about his personality. Like, what happened that made him change his mind?
My man was like, we ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
That might have been the line of thinking. Then I thought to myself, while that was a fleeting thought, that's all it was. I don't care to ask, like, why are you getting married? That's his business. If he wants to get married, it doesn't matter. But it was just one of those things that I thought about, like, you know what? That's cool. But where is this coming from? I think for men, we have, yo, he getting married. I think for women, it is, she want to have kids? Because that's the only thing. That could be a 180. If she went her whole life, like, I don't want kids, I want kids. And then all of a sudden, I want to start a family. You're going to be like, what is going on here?
I feel like that would be everybody's question to me. If I ever was like, oh, I'm going to have kids. I feel like everybody would be like, let's talk. What's going on?
Yeah. Are you dying?
Are you dying?
What's going on? Are you all right? You going to be okay? How was your week, man? What's going on in your life?
Stressful. Just life, but I'm in a process of remodeling half of my basement because I'm poor and can't do it all at one time.
Okay.
But that's kind of been stressful just because, you know, like when they start tearing down walls in your home, it just seemed like so many other problems start popping up.
Mm-hmm.
But
just like Property Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a really small bathroom in the basement and it's a bedroom next to it. And I had one of the showers that had like the little plastic floors and it cracked. So when the water wasn't like all the way going through, it would seep out.
Okay.
And it eventually would seep out in front of the bathroom and into the bedroom. So then there became a lot of water damage. So we was like, okay, we need to get all of this remodeled and fixed. So that's what we were going ahead and doing. And then we was like, well, how can we make maybe the bathroom a little bigger? Because the bathroom is tiny. Like it is, you walk
it's
in
a full
and
or
just,
half.
It's a full bathroom. Oh, it's just a tiny bathroom. Like, you walk in, like, really, you step in to the left of you without having to take a step is the sink. To the front of you without really having to take a step is the toilet. And to the right of you without you having to take a real step is the shower. Okay. So you can just spin around in a circle.
All right.
So we were trying to figure out how to make the bathroom bigger, but the way it's all set up, unless we like remodeled the whole bathroom, moved all the pipes to put stuff in, you know, where you really truly want them to be. It's like, okay, we make the bedroom bigger, but I mean, we make the bathroom bigger, but you take away space from the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then a water pump and is in such odd place. The laundry room. It's just been a lot of trying to figure that out. Then I'm like, okay, well, if we're getting it all remodeled, we might as well get it done the way you want it to be done with the things that you want, right?
Yeah.
So I really had this theme going on. I have like this stone stacked shower because I was thinking waterfall. Like, I was just thinking being with nature and waterfall and very kind of, you know, chic type. So I was like, okay, we're going to do that. And then I wanted like black fixtures because I think they just look so good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Everything in black is like 17 times more.
Yeah.
Or has to be shipped. Like, you can barely go into the store and just buy something black. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, no. And then I went in and found like a counter and they was like, oh, you got to order it. It'll get you on the 23rd. Of what? October?
Yeah.
That is 20 days away. My bathroom going to be done by Saturday.
Mm.
What you mean? So it's just been that whole struggle. And then other like financial stuff, having to go. And it's even more stressful when I have to kind of like take my mom to places like they need her.
Yeah.
Because it just takes longer because my mom moves slower. Nothing like her bad. You know, nothing that she can really do. But like, I'm like, dang, if I could have just went and did this and came back, I'd be like, great. But it'd be certain things that she has to do. I'm not sure if I said it last week or if I said it in the Patreon, but my brother had surgery.
You said on Patreon?
A Patreon. Okay. My brother has surgery. He has officially lost his eye. So just dealing with that, even though he's handling things pretty well, we went to go get his glasses made so that he can see out of his other eye, and just update, cut it out. In a month, he'll be set up to get his prosthetic. So hopefully everything should be good there, but still having to deal with that. Even I had to take him out. I'm like extra watching him because he actually lost his good eye. So you're already one eye short and the eye that you have remaining ain't even your strongest eye. And because of that, his depth is off, his peripherals is off a little bit. So I feel like I'm always looking at him to make sure like he sees what's coming, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want him to like think there's a step, but the step is not as close as you think it is, or it's closer than you thought it was. And so just watching him with that and then cooking and cleaning. It's been a week. That's all I got. And then I had like a stomach bug. I don't know what that was about. Because I just, yesterday and the day before, my stomach was just bothered. And it wasn't like a constant bother. It was like, oh, I'm cool. Oh my God, pain. Oh my God. Okay, I'm cool. It was like, I don't know what kind, like, I don't know what, contractions feel like, but how they like come every five every 5 minutes. Like, I just felt like I'd be chilling, next minute just like crunch, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I didn't know what that was. And then I was on the toilet, sorry TMI, but I was like on the toilet the whole time. It was a mess, but I'm alive today.
Okay, that's good.
How was your week?
It was did I do anything this week now that I think about it? I got my car fixed. That was one thing I did after procrastinating for a while. It wasn't really anything bad because obviously if I can procrastinate, but basically my ABS light was on, my traction light was on, and I forgot what the other light was. And every time you start the car up, it'll be like parking assist, blah, blah, blah. Like it'll go off. And last year I met this mechanic and he was like, I went to AutoZone first and they ran the codes and I'm like, all right, this is what it looked like. It's a wheel sensor, blah, blah. So when I found this mechanic, he changed the wheel sensor and still the problem persisted. Persisted. And then we did a couple other things still. And I was like, all right, forget it. It's getting cold. Because he's one of these mechanics that work from his house. So, which is, I love those mechanics. The problem with them is you're on their schedule. You got to bring your car to them, right? But also, you got to stand outside with them because they be bored and they want to talk. Yeah, and you gotta,
they want to talk. As simple as going to like get an oil change from one of them. You just be like, sir. I can just
sit out here, and then it better be like, oh, but how's this? And let me tell you about my kids and all. And you can't be, man, shut up. Just fix my car because they're doing you a favor, even though you're paying them. So on Monday, because I was off Monday, I went to another mechanic and I explained the situation. They ran the codes, showed a shortage in the wire from the wheel sensor to like the battery or something like that. He was like, man, you're going to take this to the dealership. So I'm like, all right, cool. Went to the dealership Wednesday and I dropped the car off too because I get off. By the time I'm at home, it's a little before 7, and my appointment was at 7:30. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, do I exercise first and then come back? But they were open. And it was funny, too, because I went there, and I didn't know the door was open. So first thing I did was grab the little sheet, and I was going to put my keys in. But you needed a pen and paper to fill out the thing. And I was like, I ain't got no pen. And the guy was like, if you just wait a little bit, they'll be in there. And I was like, I'm dropping it off. He's like, I was just trying to help. I was like, no, I'm not trying to be mean. I just dropped it off. Yeah, I was like, I work third shift. I don't have time to wait. He's like, oh, yeah, you should be doing this. But so I opened up the door and I seen they had people in the counter. I go in there, I talk to them, tell them I'm finna drop it off. Because y'all have no proximity where I live at, but where I live at is amazing. And I understand why I understand why our price of our house keeps going up. That is fine with me because we've already made some money once we sell this Joker if we want to sell it. But the dealership I got my car from is right across the street. So I can drop this Joker off and walk home. And that's what I end up doing. But I couldn't even really get no good sleep because I got to wait for the phone call. Right. Because they got to be like, we got to figure out what's going on. And then call you to give you the estimate and blah, blah. Long story short, they end up calling around 12:30 or 1. Wasn't that bad. I was like, go ahead and do it because the car would run as well as it did the day I got it. So
nice.
I was like, yeah, do that. Sarah dropped me off and I've been enjoying driving again. That's the best part. I'm like, oh, I want to go on a road trip now. This feels great. But
while we're on, I'm so over driving.
Yeah. I could see, yeah. I don't know how, okay, yeah, you're now, yeah, you're in chauffeur mode because I'm so used to you working from home. I'm like, you don't drive that much, but no, things have changed. October is, I don't know how this month is going to go, but I feel like this month is going to go by fast. And I'm going to explain why. This week, I only worked 4 days, and work has been working because I feel like this one worker we got, she finna get let go, but we're already down a person, and it's hard to find somebody who wants to work third shift.
I feel like, is that your choice to let her go, or is that somebody above you choice?
It's, I agree. I don't have the power to fire her, but I agree with letting her. I have been there a month. And she has missed more than half the days I've been here, just calling off randomly and stuff like that. So it's frustrating. Next week is parent-teacher conference. So technically, I only got to work 3 days. Now, obviously, I got to go all 5 because I work. But after Wednesday night, the place is clean. They're doing Zoom again. So there ain't going to be nobody in there. So I was like, I ain't got to clean nothing. We had AP testing last night, so we did a huge setup for that. PSAT testing, that's what it was. And then the week after that is my only full week because after that, I'm gone for 7 days. The hotels are booked. The flight's booked. The food is paid for. Like, so I'm ready to get out of here. And then when we come back, it's only 4 days left that week because the 31st is a Thursday. So I'm like, this month might just go by real, real quick for me, and I'm okay with that. I'm like, all right, I'll handle that. But this month is October. I know people are like, oh my God, we only got 3 months left. Yeah, it happens all the time.
This year went by fast to me. I felt like we was just in April and now we're in October.
Yeah.
The summer definitely flew by.
Any Halloween plans?
No, actually.
Any Chicago concert plans?
Possibly. I was sitting here like, that's what made me realize it was October. I was like, shit, I still ain't bought these Usher tickets. So I was like, let me even check to see if there is even any available.
Yeah.
And I went through my Capital One and they had section 111, 110, somewhere over there,
mm-hmm.
for 311 a piece.
Okay, the rock band, 311. I got you.
311 a piece. And it was like row 11.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't think that's too bad. I felt like that's about what I paid for Beyonce, and this is closer. Because we was in the 200s for Beyonce.
Which night? First night, second night, or third night?
Oh, this was... Seriously. I'm sorry. My dog is a menace. This was the third night.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want to go to a concert on a Monday. It just don't even sound right
so
to me.
So the third night is Halloween. That's Thursday, right?
It's the 28th.
28th? Oh, okay.
No, it's Halloween. You're right. You're right.
Because he takes a break in between. He does Monday, Tuesday, then does Thursday. I think that's how it worked. What else?
I was thinking about being nice and just kind of surprising my friends. And not surprising, like, buy their tickets. But, like, I bought them. Pay me back when you get it, you know?
Yeah. because I saw this. Like, we got... Chicago this month has 21 Pilots, Peso Pluma, Jelly Roll. You know what's funny about this is as I name these people, I'm like, how many people do you actually know? Sabrina Carpenter, Lil Durk, Justin Timberlake, and Usher will be here this month. Wasn't Justin Timberlake just here though? How did he come back around? I'm confused about that part. So like a lot of concerts, I want to go to this Usher concert. I just don't. You know what? I think what we're going to end up doing is going in a different city. Because I would have went to the St. Louis one, but that's the day we come back. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday make it difficult to go to the concert as well. And then he's in Vegas in November. Like, I would have wanted to go the 16th. Like, I think it's in Vegas. That's when my guy's getting married. So I was like, I can't do that one. But yeah, I really want to see this show. I've seen clips of it, and I saw the Stevie Wonder one. What was the other one where he was doing a back and forth and singing other people's songs? I can't remember, but it looks amazing. It looks like a good show he is putting on.
Yeah, it does.
Especially after seeing that concert. Let me see. Did you watch the Real Housewives It's either yes or no. We don't have 7 minutes for you to watch this. So do not try to be like, oh, let me check it out now. They put the first 7 minutes of the premiere up. Have you seen?
I have not.
Okay.
That is usually at the top of something, but I ain't seen that. Well, I actually ain't really been on the webs. So
what issue I had was they did this reenactment of Karen's DUI. I felt like, don't do that. We don't need to do this dramatization. But the only other part they have that I was able to see, I think I had like 2 minutes left before we started this pod, was, Giselle went to go pick up Karen. Uh-huh. And they went out for lunch because now Giselle's like the chauffeur and blah, 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 and everything like that. So I saw a little bit of that, of them having this conversation of like how this is nice and how this, because I feel like the season's going to be a lot about that DUI as well as these new people coming in.
You got the two new people. One really, because we knew the other girl. Can't think of her name. But the girl who got in the altercation with Candace, another girl that threw the bottle or whatever. And then we got the other girl. And I also think it's got a lot to do with good job, sticker butt. She coming over here for her treat. She swears my treat. Got a lot to do with Wendy and Giselle getting cool.
Yeah. I think that's a good survival tactic to make sure
for both of them.
Yes. Yep.
Because realistically, without Candace, who Wendy talking to? And that's without true. Robin, who Giselle talking to?
Exactly.
Other than, Karen.
Yep. Yeah. I completely agree with that. While we
Wendy
here...
don't really talk to nobody other than Candace.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to be cool with Ashley last season, but when that whole thing about the, I forgot what you call it, the rumor they were saying about her family or whatever. Ooh, what did they call it? A curse or something? Whatever she was saying.
Oh, about you about Wendy's family. They were witches and stuff like that.
Yeah. Others, like, I feel like she was, like, not fucking with her with that. And slightly with the fact that it was your friend who started the thing at, you know.
At the event.
Yeah.
For so it's like, the ooh. Clothing line, right?
But Giselle, to me, I feel like it's going to be so forced to see Wendy and Giselle be friends, because I genuinely don't think they like each other.
They probably don't, but they like, they got to do what they got to do. anything happening on Love & Hip Hop New Atlanta? I know you're still watching.
Atlanta.
I saw the looks for the VMAs. We didn't talk about this. None of them were good to me.
I didn't see the list.
Even Mona Scott, who has nothing to do with the show anymore, because I read a recent article about that, but that they didn't look good on that red carpet. But go ahead, what's going on?
What's that girl name? Amy Luciani.
She dissed Lucy. Sierra now, right?
She dissed. It was so crazy. it's so crazy because. So Spice is doing the group album, right?
Yeah.
And so she has Amy on there because she's a real rapper. But I'm confused on what's the idea behind the group album. Because Amy goes in the studio and bashes like Bambi. Okay, cool. But if I'm Spice, I'm not going to put that on my album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're guilty by association.
You're guilty by, like, why would you even do that? So I'm like, that's dumb. My dog is such a menace. Give me one second. Get up here!
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
Be right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
Okay, if you hear whimpering, just ignore it. Okay, if I'm Spice, I wouldn't allow Luciani to put that song on my particular album, because what is the album supposed to be about? Is everybody going to start talking about everybody's situations or feelings or think about each other?
Yeah.
Because, granted, it's a Love & Hip Hop album, so you could, but otherwise... Let everybody have some good songs. Like, maybe they're party songs. Maybe they're love songs. Maybe it's something that talk about their storyline. But, like, I don't think it's fair for you to just let her get out there and bash her. And then Amy turned around and, I guess, included Sierra. And the crazy part is, Sierra low-key dancing at it, not realizing that she was talking about her. And when she finally put it together, you know, her feelings is hurt, right? So I get that. Especially from Spice, because she like, I thought we were cool and you allowed this. The Spice always throw rocks in her hands. That shit gets on my nerve. Because she was like, what do you want me to do? I'm just a producer. She's the rapper. I produced it. But you was in the studio.
Yep.
And granted, to Spice, she did say, I don't want to be messy. This is the song you want to go with. Like, are you talking about Bambi? Like, she did do that.
Mm.
But as the producer of the album,
yeah,
I would have told Lucci, you know what? That's your song. You can put that wherever you want to put that.
Yeah,
but for this track, we need a different track. We need something new.
That's not the vibe.
And I also wouldn't have had her perform the goddamn song. And then I'm confused. Spice said, I'm doing a new album, her own personal album. It's a country themed kind of album. Let me tell you, this song still so reggae, because where's the country? Where's the twang?
You know what? Jamaica got a countryside. That's what you know.
Jamaica is a country. It's country. Okay?
So that's how she going to get around with it. What's going on with Lil Zane? Because you haven't been talking about him at all. I didn't know. I forget Lil Zane was on the show until I saw a rundown. I was like.
Because Lil Zane and her, they was gone for like 7 episodes. Some shit they just brought their asses back. And I'm still confused on what's going on in their goddamn storyline. Like, I feel like they either, you know how you like, I'm on the show and I need to talk about something, but you don't want to talk about it, but you kind of need to talk about it. Yeah. I feel like that's what's going on. Because she's the wife, which is crazy. Lil Zane is married. And then they just showed their 2 kids. these babies is grown. I was like, wait a minute, not grown, but like they're like teenagers. And I was not expecting it. Cute as adorable ass kids though. But yeah, they're like teenagers or whatever. And they met up with his other baby mama last week episode because the baby got his last name, and the Ashley, which is the wife, was like, you said that wasn't your baby. And then the parents was like, we knew that was his baby from the start. And she was like, I want a, you know, a test. And the baby mama was like, I'm not doing that. He told me I could put his name, his last name, on the birth certificate. And it was, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on with that storyline? Okay, yeah. Yandium and Mendeecees, we ain't got back to that. Because, you know, Mendeecees making it seem like he got one foot and a toe out the door.
Yeah.
He not wearing his ring. He don't see why he should when he don't feel like they act like they married. Mendeecees don't form actual full sentences and thoughts.
Nah, he from Harlem.
I'm confused on what you mad about with Handy. I mean, she act like she move how she want to move, like she not hood, like married, but not in the sense like she cheating or flirting, just like life-wise, And I was like, okay, I get that. But I feel like it's more to that because I don't know if that's enough for you to be like, I don't know if I really want to be married. But then again, I ain't never been married, so let me mind my goddamn business.
Yo, I really wish this episode was a video episode so y'all can, because y'all gonna hear Shell like
all the noise,
and y'all think she's talking to me, but she's talking to this dog. But another thing is, I don't know when iPhone updated. I don't know if you've been paying attention. It moves with me, like it showed my TV for a second. I'm like,
yeah, it kept doing it. So I thought you was using, like, you know how you can like mirror your phone or your da 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 da. Your iPad or whatever. So I thought you was mirroring your iPad because my iPad moves like that on my camera.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I forgot what that thing is called.
So that's why I thought you had that. But my laptop isn't moving, and I just updated this. So
this is my phone. You can use your phone as a web camera. So I'm using the phone as a web. And I'm like, when did y'all start moving with me? Zelle Swag. How is that going with the Saucy Santanas, the babies on the way? What's going on there?
I don't understand. There's so much I'm lost. I'm not genuinely lost, but like him, Zell and Saucy just got this beef. And I'm not sure exactly what Zell is upset about. Unless they still fucking with each other.
Which could be a possibility. We're on TV, one of our favorite shows. I'll put you in this because you put me onto it. Baby Reindeer has this update. Did you see a judge rules Baby Reindeer was not a true story and allows the real Martha to sue Netflix now. So
what? Yes,
the woman Fiona Harvey alleged that the series created by Richard Gadd falsely implied that she sexually assaulted Gadd and gouged his eyes and had been sent to prison for stalking him. Which is, here's a thing, right? I can understand where she's coming from. When we talked about the episode on the Patreon, I said one thing that wasn't true was she was not sentenced to jail. But I had to go look that up. Netflix filed a motion to throw out the lawsuit in July. In his defense, Gadd revealed that Harvey had stalked him for years when he worked at a London pub, would sometimes pinch his buttocks, and had him sent thousands of disturbing emails and voicemail messages. He ultimately reported her to the police and got a harassment warning, though she was not criminally prosecuted or sent to jail. So the judge, Gary Klausner, said, quote, there's a major difference between stalking and being convicted of stalking in the court of law. Likewise, there are major differences between inappropriate touching and sexual assault, as well as between shoving
tell HR that.
Yeah, shoving and gouging another's eyes. While plaintiff's purported actions are reprehensible, defendant's statements are of a worse degree and could produce a different effect in the mind of the viewer. I get what the judge is saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, Netflix.
For real. She finna make money.
It looked like it. Agatha, where you at on Agatha?
Okay, I totally forgot it was Thursday because I've had 50-11 things going this on. So boring. I have not watched the latest.
We always episode, go a week behind, y'all. It's never we never catching up. and I think we're gonna be done before the show ends. Cause this is episode 4, and we only got three more weeks of this month. So
I don't like how you say done. It feels so
final. Going to be. Yes, it's going to be. I'm taking this break.
You see how break and done sounds different.
It could be both. Cause the break could be forever. That's what I'm saying. Like I could be just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. So if y'all want me to say I'm done, and no break, I would just say that. And then y'all could be surprised if I ever come back. If y'all want that version, or do you want to be like, no, say break, because then we got hope that you'll come back. It doesn't matter to me. I just know.
It doesn't really sound like you want to come back.
I don't think I do, to be honest. I just think it's been 12 years of this, and I'm like, I want to do something different. I want to see, or just like do something different as far as like maybe I want to stream. Like I was telling Sarah, I look at you guys don't know these people, but y'all can go check them out. Rob Markman and Wayno. I knew Rob Markman because he worked at Genius and MTV. I knew Wayno because when Joe Budden stopped being on Everyday Struggle, I believe Wayno stepped in, and then I would follow. He had a podcast, and all they do was set up their camera, got their microphone, and talk about hip-hop news. And I'm like, I could do that. That's just so simple. I don't have to worry about anything else. Because this, like, and it's something different. It's like, it's one of those, I could do that, and should I do that? Should I do something different?
I don't know if your something different includes me. But, don't know. Okay. But, I feel what you're saying. Because I feel like I do the same thing times three.
Yes.
At least you had Studio Flow, which was a music thing. And then if we had The Rundown, you had that specific show. And then you had Equal Opposites, was like, you know, whatever conversations we wanted to have. Yeah. To me, I feel like I have Equal Opposites three times.
I said this to people, and I was like, I have no idea why you did that. Because you did. It was like nobody else forced you. Not forced you, but like you did. Because Equal Opposites is so much pop culture and conversation. That you did that on the other two shows. And that was to me, the best part of the week. That I was like, oh, I get to do three different shows because they're not the same show. Because if they were all three, not to cut you off real quick, mm-hmm. I'd have been done a long time ago. I was like, I couldn't do that. Like, I got to talk about the same thing.
It's so
thing
crazy because each time I talk about it, and obviously we're talking about hot topics, so there'll be some of the same topics.
But more but news comms and different perspectives.
I felt like I was like presenting myself three different ways.
Yeah.
Because I'll start at No Chill on a Tuesday, and we will talk. Then I'll talk to you on Thursday, and then we will record WCW on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, so yeah, add a new, but the perks about have, even though they were the same topics, they're very much three different conversations and three different perspectives.
Yeah.
Because on No Chill with Ryan, I'm talking about Filter List. He is also a comedian. It's more like real raw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on WCW, it's girls. It's like the girls' opinion, and we're just, you know, talk with our cocktails and like girl talk.
Yeah.
And then here it's like male point of view, female point of view. We enjoy it. Like, it's just, I don't know. They was all a little different. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe that's how I didn't get so burnt out. But I will say I've been on a break from No Chill for about a month.
Yeah.
At this point, because my co-host on there, his job, they are short a person. So he has to work a different shift and different hours. So he can't record. And I was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wasn't doing The Rundown.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, oh my God, is Equal Opposites and WCW. And so now we're just picking back up WCW because WCW takes so much more. Like, we're not just like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's whole production. And that can be tiresome. So if interested, I'm interested. I'm okay with doing something else if we want to do something specifically, like whatever it is. I'm down for that. I don't know if your other plans included me, but if it does, if you decide that you want to do something else, I would be interested.
Okay, that works. Yeah, but this is the thing too with the whole situation. I want to know what it feels like to not have to do this anymore. And then that's why I always said break, because then it's going to be at least 6 months. And the 6 months doesn't start in November. It actually starts in January because I do have to do one more studio flow in December because we covered this whole damn year and we usually do a year wrap up. And I'm like, we'll still do the year wrap up in December. But what I was saying is if come, let's say, May, and I'm like, I don't have no inkling to go back to potting, or I don't want to do anything right now, then I don't have to. That's why I don't want to tell people like, oh, no, I'm definitely going to be back. Or, well, what was it, a few months ago, I discovered this app. It's Audio Hijack, is that what it was? Where it was, they had this thing in there where you could do your own radio station. Y'all know I love music. I'm collecting music. And I was like, I could just do 90s R&B and play y'all music that nobody ever heard.
Before No Chill was a podcast, it was No Chill Radio. He used to do a radio station.
Yeah, I was like, that would be fun just to sit and talk about music and dive into these stories. There's somebody really good on YouTube. You probably know her or probably seen her. The one who does the videos about like what happened to, and there was... Mm-hmm. I forgot how I did it kind of her tone because she starts off that way. But I was like, I love listening to those of like these gone R&B groups that you
know. I do. But the only part that bothers me, if you listen to enough of them, they all kind of sound like they reading a Wikipedia or something.
I thought it was more because it was like, what was it? Behind the Music for VH1, where they all follow the same type of script of band gets together. Yeah. Band has success. Manager ripped them off. Band fell out. Drugs happened.
But like, they presented like they finna give you so much new information that you had never heard.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, I knew this already. You could have gave me something else.
Let me see if I can find this person. I just put a random group in. Is it...
I still wanted to do my Black in the Day concept.
Is it Juicy Pop? But... Yes.
Yes. Yes. I know that music. Yep.
Yeah. She did. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, is that who it is, right? It's Juicy Pop. Yeah. I enjoy their videos of looking back at what happened to. Oh, speaking of, because I rarely put in High Five because I figured they would have done High Five, right? I had no idea. And I have this album on Plex now. And it's not bad. Tony Thompson of High Five had a solo album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, did not promote that.
Nope. Not at all. Let me remember what it was called as I pull up this. I like how we got to this. Oh, yeah, because I was like, how did we get to talking about the future off of Agatha? Oh, it's called Sensational. And it came out in 1995. And he had a song called I Want to Love Like That. All right. What about The Penguin?
Haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. I'm two episodes in and it's real good still. I still like The Penguin.
I heard it was. I have every intention on watching it. I really do.
Oh, real quick though, Agatha, what did you think about episode 3? And I'm hearing that it wasn't Real Housewives, it's Big Little Lies they did. I never watched Big Little Lies, so I didn't know that's what they were mocking. When they were in that house.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, this isn't really Housewives. I didn't know what it was, but I'm like, this is not really giving me Housewives.
But what did you like?
I enjoyed the episode. I think that lady died because they forgot to put her hair in there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how did the spell work if you didn't put her hair in there? But she's also not a real witch.
That's such a crazy sentence. She's not a real witch.
Like, you know how you went and found the other witches? Like, they were witches. Yeah. They just, like, stripped of their powers or whatever the case may be. This lady was never a witch. How was this supposed to work out?
Yeah, Agatha just, you know, grabbed her. Grabbed her and be like, here, you come into this. I think I liked episode 3 better than episode 4 off of just the first watch. But episode 4 is interesting. There's a lot of news. There's more questions, some answers get answered, but a good episode. A good episode nonetheless. Trying to see if there's anything. Oh, I have 3 more episodes left of How to Die Alone. Is that what it's called? The Hulu show, How to Die Alone. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it called I Want to Die Alone the last time. The one with Natasha Rothwell. Speaking of Hulu, though, that show was really good. I got 3 episodes left. The Thanksgiving episode was a standout. It's really, I think holidays are so good for television when you're doing that type of, like, The Bear has a great Christmas episode because the holidays is filled with drama and family. And that's what sometimes makes good television, good storytelling. But real quick, not that y'all even care or nothing, but Disney keep raising the prices on Disney Plus. So
I'm so sick of these streaming. So I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm so sick of these streaming services. Bring back regular cable.
Yeah,
leave that shit where it was. Because like I don't. Everybody want to have a specific, and I get it. Get your money. I do. I understand. But if y'all gonna keep going up on prices, and we, I can just buy cable again. I mean, like I could just have cable.
Yeah. So to give you guys a rundown, I have Paramount Plus for like this the last month because I was like I only used it for football season, so I got to go month to month. I had a whole year.
Exactly. Right. And I'm like, ain't nothing really on Paramount that I want to watch.
I have Peacock. And again, that's a football season thing.
I think have Peacock through somebody else.
Yeah, I think.
And I only watch Bel-Air.
Yeah, yeah. I do enjoy Bel-Air. When football's over, I'll cancel and I'll get back when Bel-Air comes. I think it's $5.99 or they're raising it to $7.99. I pay $2.99 or $3.99 because the MasterCard I have on there, they give you $3 back from it. So maybe if it's $7.99, I pay $4.99. If it's $5.99, I pay $2.99. I have Disney Plus. I have a legacy bundle. I have Disney Plus, Hulu with ads, Disney Plus with no ads, and ESPN. And that is $18.99. And they're going to raise the price up to like $21.99. And I barely watch ESPN because I have access to like YouTube TV, so I can just sign in with that. But I have an Amex card, and Amex takes off $7. So I was only paying $12.99 for it. And I'm going to switch over to the Hulu no ads, Disney Plus no ads for $19.99, and then take $7.99 off of that. So that's that. And then I have Netflix and Apple TV through T-Mobile with our plan. So that's how I have all access to all these things and how I save money, because if I told y'all I only pay for a few of them or pay full price for a few.
I pay for Netflix. I get Peacock from a friend, Disney Plus from a friend, and Hulu. Well, Hulu and Disney Plus, they got together.
Yeah.
So that's like the same friend.
Is that your friend? As if they're your friends, like Disney and Hulu. Remember they were talking for a minute. They got together though, so they cool.
So yeah, I think that's and if I'm honest, I don't really watch. They're on my TV. I watch the Disney stuff when the Marvel stuff come out, or if I'm in a nostalgic mood and want to watch like Aladdin, which I do often.
I haven't checked out the Disney Plus channels yet. I want to check that out. They have added channels like how Pluto has channels, so you can flip through and do. And I thought a lot of them should have done that a long time ago. Like there should be a Simpsons 24/7 channel. Just look, I'm catching this episode because it makes your brain think it's real TV. So
yeah.
And I did that. Obviously, I have a Plex. I have this app called Quasi TV, which I can make channels out of, and it's Halloween. So I brought back my Halloween movie channel, which is just kids' Halloween movies. I have a scary movie channel 24/7 all throughout the year. I went through yesterday and went through all my TV shows and grabbed the Halloween episodes of all of them. And now that's on a shuffle. So you can watch all those. It's great. It is so cool to watch like the Martin episode, the Fresh Prince, but it's next to the Simpsons ones or Bob's Burgers Halloween episodes and stuff like that. And then I have a Treehouse of Horror channel that just shows Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. I only have seasons 1 through 20 because I didn't care about the HD episodes. But sometimes I'd be like, I should just grab the Treehouse versions and then go through 1 through 35, 36. Well, sorry. They didn't do it in the first season. But y'all know what I meant. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing for Halloween and be like, all right, and I should start playing some scary games. I don't know if I'm going to play Dead Space or Last of Us Part 1 because I have access to those now.
I thought about doing a backyard thing for Halloween. I did that one year when it was like not too cold, but we end up getting rained out. So I guess maybe depending on the temperature for Halloween, that I could do another. We did a scary movie night. We pulled out the bonfires. We was roasting. We was making s'mores and roasting marshmallows and stuff. And we had boozy hot cocoa.
Okay.
And we was having a good time. We all had our blankets and our chairs in my backyard. I mean, my garage is old, so it looked creepy anyway. So it just it just added to the ambiance. And you could start early because it get dark at like 5.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You'd be like, oh, we're starting at 7, you know? And so we did that. So if the temperature ain't too bad, I wouldn't mind running that back. That was a good time.
Yeah, that sounds dope. You talked about raining, hurricane. I think it's Helene. I called it Helen last week. Has been devastating for North Carolina. So donate, send positive energy, thoughts, prayers to all those people affected. I think Asheville, North Carolina is one of the biggest places that got hit by it. Basically, they're saying it's their Katrina because that's how bad it's been. So hopefully they get help. Anything else before I talk about Pizza Hut real quick?
Did you watch the VP debate?
No.
Me neither.
It's my schedule is so weird. I caught the hour of what's the name, but usually my day is come home, maybe eat breakfast, go to bed, wake up around 2:30, exercise, go to the gym, come back, eat dinner, and then around 6:37, lay down because I don't have to leave this house till 9 o'clock. So I'm pretty sure I heard about it, and they was like, they agreed on a lot of things, and J.D. Vance was just lying his ass off and stuff like that, but I didn't see it. I don't think I ever watched vice president debates like
I
that.
I feel like a lot of people watched it, but not a lot of people was talking about it as much as they talked about the presidential one.
Yeah, I think that one's more important. All right, Pizza Hut is giving out 1 million free pizzas to readers in honor of Book It's program's 40th anniversary. I loved Book It as a kid. There's a Pizza Hut restaurant that I pass from time to time because it's out by the mall where I'm at, by Fox Valley Mall. And I really want to take my niece there because I'm pretty sure she's never been to a Pizza Hut and probably think like, there's a Pizza Hut restaurant? What is going on here?
And they have like the little box, like the personal box. That's like the personal pizza, some wings, and like some.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But like, it's a personal box, and I was like, I need to go stop at Pizza Hut if you play. I ain't had no pizza in so long.
Customers can snag their free 6-inch pizza with a purchase of $8 by plugging in the promo code BookIt40. I might do this when ordering online. The deal is available for the month of October. Or until 1 million pieces are redeemed in honor of the Pizza Chain's reading program anniversary and National Book Month. This is National Book Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Oh, I found out this is Black History Month in the UK.
I just learned that too.
I was like, wait, what?
I said, what made y'all pick October?
Y'all get 31 whole days, y'all. Good for y'all. We don't get that.
I didn't realize that different countries picked a different month because.
Well, yeah, it probably coincides with their history.
Yeah, but I'm like, I never thought about it. I just figured it was Black History Month across the board.
Yeah. I feel like it should be. Meaning, so here's what I'm saying. Jamaica, y'all pick like November. You know, the Cuba, y'all pick December. Then we get like 12 of them. We get a whole year now. Now I'm celebrating Black History in the Dominican.
All year long, yeah. Shoot. I love it.
We should do that. Anything this weekend?
This weekend. Let's look at our calendar.
Why you think about that? My bad. Production begins for P-Valley Season 3 with 3 promoted to series regulars and 1 new addition cast member. Gail B. will reprise her role as Roulette while Bertram Williams Jr. returns as Woody. I think that's what's-his-name's manager. Lil Murda's manager, yeah. Thomas Jones, former running back for the Bears, continues as main. The Chief Achi gang leader. This sounds like a frat. And Mia Wilkerson enters the series as Haku. And I can't even say this word now. Dancer who embraces chaos and seeks solace in her tumultuous choices.
You know who random I would like to see act on P-Valley? This is going to be so random.
Glorilla?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, who are you about to say?
Bianca Lawson.
Is what? A bottle girl?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet. Haven't gotten that far, but I feel like she picked such specific roles to play. And back in the early, in her earlier career, I feel like she was always the girl that you'd be like, oh, we don't like her, you know, because she was always like the mean girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she went through this run of like being nice and kind and like on Queen Sugar or on Pretty Little Liars or whatever. And now I'm like, I would like to see her just be raunchy and ratchet and like just different. I don't know what her role would be. But, I mean, I still think she looked young and good enough to be, you know, like a 25-year-old stripper on the show.
Okay. So, Bianca Lawson, go check out, go watch P-Valley.
I know that's so random, but.
It was. She is 45 years old and she's out.
And she looked good.
Yeah, stay out in California. All right. This week, I don't know. I'm thinking about doing brunch on what you call it. All because when we went out on Father's Day, they gave us a $25 gift card that you can use for brunch or lunch. And I was like, it's basically buy one, get one free. Cause my meal ain't gonna cost that much. So, I mean, unless Sarah get, you know, some mimosas or something like that.
A drink or something. Yeah.
But that is quite all right with me. And I think I'm going to be relaxing. I'm hoping the Bears can beat the Panthers. Golly, man. I know the Panthers got Dalton in there now, but still. Well, you know what? It is hard to be patient, and we should as Bears fans. You don't get a C.J. Stroud or even how Jaden Daniels is looking. But I feel like every week Caleb Williams has been improving, and it's starting to look better. The main thing I really wasn't concerned about Caleb. I was more concerned about that line. Like, if y'all can't protect this man, we're going to be in trouble.
It don't matter. Yeah. Yeah,
that was the main thing.
I felt like they did a little bit better this week. They put a little bit more effort because the week before, boy, I wanted to pull my hair out.
Yeah. And it's why, because the Bears are 2-2, and they could have been 4-0, and they could have been 0-4. Yeah. So I don't know how to feel about where we are right now, but I'll take it. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only you can tweet Shella.
That's actually, follow me on Instagram, follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMeans with the Z, Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515AF. Check out the podcast, rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. I think what I want to do this month is, obviously, we got to do a Patreon episode. And I think I talked about it on Patreon. I didn't talk about it here. Maybe I did on both, but I'll repeat it. There's a free tier on the Patreon. I think I did talk about it here. So if you want to hear the back episodes, you can go and check it out there. I want to do, because the free pod has never heard a Jeopardy episode. And I was like, we should do a Jeopardy episode. This is just an extra one.
We should.
Because Jeopardy episodes are really fun. I know that we try to guess, but we also veer off topic sometimes. So I was like, you know what? Let's do our three more regular ones. We got a four more, whatever it is. But I want to also, in addition to, this is not going to take a spot of like, well, no, y'all going to get four. Y'all getting three plus this. No, I want to do addition to y'all to listen to a Jeopardy episode. And I might prompt y'all to go on Patreon and check out the other Jeopardy episodes we have done. But until next time, guys, I say peace. She says,
bye. I wanna